The beginning of baseball season has brought a fresh start for the Los Angeles Dodgers. After a season of bankruptcy and uncertainty, a new ownership group headed by former NBA great Magic Johnson is at the helm. So we sent NPR's Ted Robbins to opening day at Dodger Stadium to gauge the mood among the Dodger faithful.
It was a sold-out game on a pure SoCal day.
Isn't this beautiful? Blue sky, not a cloud there, nice little breeze. It's warm, Southern California.
Maury Wills was the Dodgers shortstop in 1962. He joined a bunch of his old teammates to celebrate Dodger Stadium's 50th anniversary. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Beach Boys, so they sang the national anthem after Surfer Girl. It was a very different mood at Dodger Stadium yesterday. After last year's opening day game, a fan wearing a San Francisco Giants jersey was beaten into a coma. This year, police were visible in uniform, in the parking lots on horseback, and undercover wearing the jerseys of yesterday's opposing team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lifelong fan Luis Granados appreciated the change.
Oh yeah, you can see the security stepped up, feels safer. Everything's so nice about the stadium this year. It has a nice vibe to it.
Also helping the new vibe, the Dodgers are about to get new owners. The team's current owner, parking lot mogul Frank McCourt, was forced by Major League Baseball to sell. The new owners include former L.A. Laker basketball star Magic Johnson and the investment firm Guggenheim Partners. They're paying more than $2 billion for the team. That's almost double the former record for a North American sports franchise and way higher than any other bids. Former Dodger Maury Wills can't even fathom the price. Back in 1962, his salary was $30,000. He says he went to see then-owner Walter O'Malley after winning the National League MVP award that year.
Oh, get me a raise now. All I wanted was a station wagon. And I came out in 10 minutes happy I was still on the team. I got a $10,000 raise.
Some experts have questioned the wisdom of paying $2 billion for the Dodgers, but baseball analyst Willie Grossman says the team has potential.
If they get one more good starting pitcher, they can maybe compete in the division.
Okay, that'd be 12-year-old baseball analyst Willie Grossman. He thinks the sale will turn out well, largely because Magic Johnson is on board.
Well, I think him being who he is during the offseason, just him being the owner of the team, can attract free agents. Because everybody knows who Magic Johnson is.
Don!
Yeah, Willie was more interested in getting manager Don Mattingly's autograph than talking to us. But hey, no one else is talking about the deal until after the new owners take over at the end of April.
And now, here's the starting lineup for your Los Angeles Dodgers.
It's been 24 years since the Dodgers have been in the World Series. Right fielder Andre Ethier says getting the team back to the playoffs will take care of whatever problems there are.
If we win, we're doing our job, and we're pretty sure these fans, how they've supported us in the past, will keep showing up and always keep coming back if we're winning. And winning's the cure for anything.
Ethier did his part. In the bottom of the eighth, he hit the game-winning home run. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Los Angeles.